Jack DeKaiser, who is an award-winning blues guitarist and singer-songwriter, Canadian. Yep, he's based in Toronto, and he'll be playing a concert in the Sure Blues Festival as well this Thursday evening, Thursday, July 8th at 11 p.m. Oof, yeah, but that's the time to hear the blues. And since it's so hot and we can't sleep anyway, I think we should probably check him out. He'll be playing at La Bouc et Bière, which are becoming more and more known for their concerts as well as for their beer, which is located at 50 Wellington North. We'll talk to Jack in a few minutes. I have a couple of his discs here, and after the interview, I'll have one of his discs to give away. So if his music, you know, strikes your fancy, I'll give out the phone number after the interview. But right now, let's listen to something from his latest CD, which is a CD recorded live at a place called Corktown. The CD is called The Corktown Sessions. And I will listen to the second song, which is Blues Thing, where Jack DeKaiser explains the blues.
Can't take one heartache.
Well, on Thursday evening, quite late at 11 p.m., great time for this sort of music, Jack DeKaiser will be appearing at Le Bouquet Bière. Now, he is a two-time Juno Award winner. He's won the Maple Blues Award 7 times. He's been called a rare breed who can play it all, blues, funk, swing, and more. And Jeff Healey called him the finest blues guitarist in Canada. And I have him on the line, I do believe. Jack, can you hear me? Nope. Jack, can you hear me? Oh, can you hear me?
Hello, Julie. How are you?
I can hear you now. I have trouble with those phone buttons. I have to color code them for me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. How about you?
I'm just fine. So I'd like to hear about how the blues came to get you. How did it start? Did the blues come to get you, or did you have to go looking for the blues?
I think it pretty well came to get me. When I was younger, on the radio, most of the music was influenced by blues, whether it was like British Invasion music, like the Stones or Beatles, or a few years later, Hendrix and Zeppelin, or whether it was R&B like Aretha Franklin and Wilson Pickett, and it was all stemmed from blues. So I'd learned some of these tunes, and then I got better on the guitar, and I met better musicians, and they would tell me, that's not a Rolling Stone song, that's a Howlin' Wolf song, or that's a Marvin Gaye tune, or, you know, stuff like that. So I kind of discovered it secondhand, the way a lot of people did, but once I discovered the real blues, I just fell in love with it.
And just kept playing.
Yeah, I started playing when I was 10 years old, so the guitar has been, I think I got my first guitar when I was about 7 or 8 in England, but the strings were so far off the neck I couldn't play it, but it just sat at the foot of my bed, and I thought one day I'll learn how to play this thing, but at the time I don't think I realized that it was a horrible guitar, I just thought I couldn't play.
You were born in England, but you've spent most of your life in Canada?
Yeah, I moved here when I was 10, so...
Yeah, most of your life in Canada. The latest album is called The Corktown Sessions. And where's Corktown?
It's a club in Hamilton, and it's a place we play several times a year, and there was an engineer who'd been working out of there and recording bands, and he said, you know, I'll come and record you guys. So he recorded us once, and I listened to it, and it was pretty good. You know, it was just a live recording. And then he said, well, I can do another one, and I'd kind of like forgotten about it, and the band, I didn't even tell the band, and he showed up, and it was so unobtrusive, he was sort of in the back room, that I don't think anybody even knew that we were being recorded. And that ended up being the Corktown Sessions, and I think it really worked to our benefit, because it's just everybody played like a, you know, unbridled, and kind of like without any self-consciousness, you know.
Mm-hmm. We just heard the song Blues Thing. That's one of your compositions.
It is.
Yeah. You want to tell us about it?
Well, I often just, you know, I mean, it sounds fairly like blasé, but I usually write songs by coming up with a song title first. And since then, I've actually read in several other songwriters' bios or books about songwriting that's a fairly common way to do it. I come up with a title, and if it's evocative enough, the words just keep coming out. And, you know, I mean, that was just an idea I had of a blues thing, and then I thought, well, you know, what are things that give you the blues, and how, we all get it, and how do you, what can you do about it?
We could talk about the heat blues today.
Sorry?
Could talk about the heat blues.
Heat wave, for sure.
Heat wave blues. There's a title for
you.
I
love the heat. I mean,
maybe
it's from years of being on stage, but it can almost never be hot enough for me.
Really? Well, that's a statement. And I mean, we hear it in your music. You just don't slow down. It's really great. Here's a quote that I had about you. From Bob Dylan, and it's, if Jack DeKaiser was from Chicago, New York, or L.A., he'd be famous.
It was in 1985, was the year I'd been playing in bands and fronting bands and singing with various groups until 85, and then I decided that, you know, I couldn't take another band that disbanded without, you know, me being further ahead. So in 85, I started the band under my own name. And we had a residency at a little club that was a really cool little club in Toronto called the Isabella Hotel. And the Isabella Hotel, actually, it had Buddy Guy played there. Taj Mahal played there several times. It was a really neat spot. And Bob Dylan was, I ended up playing there for 5 years. Every week, and
wow.
Eventually we just got bigger and better gigs. But Bob Dylan was in Toronto filming Hearts of Fire, and a friend of his was a fan of the band and brought him down. And I remember I was sitting there in the office talking to the manager or the owner, and he said, "Bob Dylan just walked by," and I went, "No." I looked, and it was Bob Dylan walking up the stairs to the second floor. And I don't usually drink when I'm playing, or maybe later in the evening, but I knocked back two scotches because I was such a huge Bob Dylan fan, and just to calm myself. And we played the first song, and I think in the first three songs, a lamp came falling down from the light trestle. The drummer broke a bass skin, and the bass player broke a bass string. And I'm thinking, like, oh, this is fantastic. Bob Dylan's in the house. Everything is like, you know, the walls are coming crashing down because Dylan's here. And he sat in the corner and watched us all night. And in between sets, he asked a couple questions. One question he asked me was about a Gene Vincent song we were doing. He asked who wrote it. And then he gave that quote.
Have you ever thought of moving to the States?
It's crossed my mind, sure, yeah, but my family and everything's rooted here. I have five kids, and you know, I just at some point it was like, I'm a Canadian, and this is the way it is.
So, tell me about the song "That's the Only Time." That's a special song.
Yeah, once again, it was like I came up with a title, "That's the Only Time I Think of You," and then I thought, well, I will take it from very small things to clock ticking to huge things like the world turning. And that song title, just, it was like a little treasure trove of as soon as I thought of that title, so many images popped into my head of, you know, from the most mundane to the most grandiose kind of images, so it was perfect, and I probably could have written another 10 verses. But, you know, that song is kind of ironic. It took me years to, like, remember all the lyrics, and I've written them out probably like 10, 15 times, and I still would be messing up the lyrics in that song, and it just is another nod to Bob Dylan, so I'm like, so many of his songs are like mini novellas, and I just am always in awe that he can remember even like half the lyrics to his songs. But
well, how do you know he hasn't written them all out 10 times?
Yeah, well, maybe. I think that would be a pretty full-time job for Bob Dylan to write out all his tunes. But yeah, I'm glad you like that song. It's one of my favorites for sure. It won a competition in 2005, I think, or 2006 at the International Songwriting Competition out of Nashville. Awarded it the first place in the blues category.
So you'll be here in Sherbrooke with your band?
I will, and we're doing two sets. We're doing one opening for Mississippi Heat on the main stage.
Okay.
And that's going to take place at 8:30.
Okay.
And that's at the corner of...
That's King and Wellington.
Right.
Yes. So you're doing an opening set at 8:30, then the second one is at 11.
Then we're moving to the club...
The Bouc et Bière.
What does that mean?
It's it doesn't really mean anything, but bière means beer.
Yeah, I know that much.
Bouquet, sort of, I don't really know what it means, actually, but it's a microbrewery.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, they brew their own beer. It's a nice
Fantastic.
Place. A nice place to be. Nice place to finish off the evening.
I'm really looking forward to being there.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to hearing you.
Thanks, Julie.
Thanks for your time, Jack, and take care.
Thanks for yours, too. Have a great show.
Thanks.
See you.
That was Jack DeKeyser, who will be playing two sets this Thursday evening. As you heard, he'll be opening for Mississippi Heat at 8:30 p.m., free concert, corner King and Wellington, and he will be also playing his own set at La Bouc et Bière at 11 p.m. Now, here now is that song that won him the first place at the International Songwriting Competition in 2007. It's called That's the Only Time. Different style here this evening for us on Resonance, but I have the CD Blues Thing from Jack DeKaiser from 2007 with the song that won him the International Songwriting Competition that we're listening to. That's the Only Time. Give us a call, 819-822-1838. 819-822-1838. Don't be shy, folks.
Beneath cool sheets.